This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
With weed resistance on the rise, agronomists are encouraging farmers to use multiple modes of action to manage their fields. A new product on the market is the Enlist Weed Control System. Owned by Dow AgroSciences, Enlist uses multiple modes of actions to manage weeds, according to Enlist field specialist Andy Asbury.
The Enlist Weed Control System is more than just a herbicide. There's a trait component to it. There is the Enlist Duo herbicide, which is a proprietary blend of 2,4-D choline and glyphosate. There's also the Enlist Ahead portion that's the management resource that we want to use to keep this system viable into the future.
And a big point today was that the Enlist system uses three modes of action. So talk to us a little about those.
So the three modes of action brings us flexibility to manage these glyphosate-resistant weeds that are becoming more of a challenge here in South Central Illinois. The three modes of action then would be 2,4-D, glyphosate, and also glufosinate in soybeans. In corn, you would have 2,4-D, glyphosate, and then FOP tolerance for glyphosate-resistant grasses like Italian ryegrass or Johnson grass.
And farmers are listening to this thinking, you know, why should I be interested in this product? Any benefits you want to highlight that they would see if they would use this?
Absolutely. There's benefits of controlling those hard-to-control weeds. I mean, we know that we've followed a path that's gotten us to a point where we have weeds that aren't controlled as well as they used to be, and we want to continue to bring options and innovation from Dow AgroSciences to control those weeds, and one of them is the Enlist Weed Control System.
And this product, it does have approval in the U.S., but you are awaiting some other approvals.
Correct. Corn and soybeans are approved to be planted in the United States, and Enlist Duo is approved to be sprayed over the top of those crops in Illinois. What we are waiting on is export approval into the, the big grain markets.
And kind of changing now to talking about the makeup of this product, it has a good tank clean out for sprayers, and kind of talk about what's in it, that's the reason for that, and the benefits that you see.
So the Enlist Duo, like I said, is a reformulated product. It's not your traditional 2,4-D you're used to. It's a 2,4-D choline and glyphosate. It's a water-based formulation, something different than we're used to with 2,4-D, which makes it very easy to clean out of a sprayer. So if you're coming from an Enlist-traded crop spraying Enlist Duo to go into glyphosate-tolerant corn, it's just one single rinse of 10% of the tank volume, and then you're back to spraying glyphosate-tolerant corn. If it's any other crop, you would do the industry-standard triple rinse procedure.
Something else that was one of the main topics today, this is all about management so that you don't build up the resistance to the weeds. So any comments concerning that?
Sure. I mean, we're always going to talk about the program approach. As you know, we've seen other systems in the past that maybe didn't follow a program. And when I say program, I mean putting a true soil residual down in front of corn and beans and then following it up with the appropriate post-herbicide.
Any other final thoughts that you'd like to share?
So I still think we need something like Enlist Ahead, which is the management resource, you know, to keep the system viable. There's also going to be an iPad app that will help us identify the Enlist traded fields. And then that app, if it's in your iPad and in your sprayer, it will tell you you're in the right field, which is going to be a challenge as we start dealing with more technologies. So Dow AgroSciences has thought of a lot of innovative tools to help the local Illinois grower here grow better soybeans and corn.
Enlist field specialist Andy Asbury. And speaking of agronomists and managing weeds, the Agronomy Day on the University of Illinois campus is Thursday, August 18th. With the details is U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.
Well, Agronomy Day at Illinois has moved this year. It'll be a bit further south of campus at the new facilities on the First Street Farm, says University of Illinois Extension weed scientist Aaron Hager.
Agronomy Day will be held here in 2016, actually, at the new farm facilities on South First Street. So it'll be a change in venue from what most everybody has become accustomed to down through the years. It'll be held on August 18th. The format is going to be virtually identical in terms of the tours that we'll have. three or four or five tours that people can participate in if they'd like to. But, of course, the biggest change is where you show up for the tour.
The South First Street facility is about 3 miles or so from the usual place. However, it's in a different city on the map. The address is Savoy. Just go straight south from the U of I's football and basketball arenas on First Street, and you'll find the farm on the east side of the road. The doors open at 7 a.m. Thursday, August the 18th, with a meal at the noon hour. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.
And for more information, you can visit the Agronomy Day website or find the event on Facebook. Well, the Illinois State Fair and Illinois Junior Beef Association have partnered to bring a little entertainment to the Junior Beef Show schedule. The Celebrity Beef Showmanship Contest will be held today at noon in the Junior Livestock Building. Members of the Illinois Junior Beef Association will pair up with some of Illinois' most well-known personalities, taking them from a spectator to a showman. With assistance and coaching from the youth, the contestants will exhibit a beef animal in a showmanship-type competition, and then the panel of judges will evaluate the competitors and select a winner. And again, the Celebrity Beef Showmanship Contest is happening today at noon in the Junior Livestock Building. In other news, the U.S. Department of Agriculture says orange juice production in the U.S. continues to fall. U.S. orange juice production peaked during the 1997 to 1998 season at 1.55 million gallons, but has trended lower since then to only 533 million gallons expected for the 2015 to 2016 season. USDA says the production decline reflects many factors, including the increased prevalence of diseases such as citrus canker and citrus greening, as well as pressures from urbanization in parts of Florida. Meanwhile, exports of orange juice have remained fairly constant over time, while imports have increased in recent years. As a result, orange juice availability per capita has trended lower as well, falling from a peak of 6.27 gallons in the 97 to 98 season to a forecasted low of 2.74 gallons in 2015 to 2016. USDA says the decline in orange juice consumption over the past decade is consistent with trends that have also been observed for other types of fruit juice and caloric soft drinks in the United States. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.